What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
August, does anybody know what national month holiday August is? We are celebrating the last weekday of it, so this is our last opportunity to actually bring this forth. It is National Sandwich Month, so I thought let's run it down.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
The top 10 sandwich styles. According to who? You, Mikey? You little pissant?
Oh,
what in tarnation do you know about making sandwiches other than cramming them down your puffy pie hole?
Puffy?
Let me ask you something, you lop-headed pot-belly pig stick.
Dang.
You ever have to endure something so terrible? So intolerable, or such an unpleasant action? Have you? You know what you just had to eat, son? It's called a sandwich, you big-eared mongoose.
Positive Friday.
Thank you, VD. So these are the top 10 sandwich styles. At number 10, they actually started out with the Italian sub.
Yeah.
Hearty sandwich filled with a variety of Italian cold cuts, provolone, cheese, lettuce, and oil and vinegar.
Mm-mm-mm.
I love an Italian sub. I really do.
Yep.
Yeah,
I think tomatoes are imperative. The lettuce needs to be shredded.
Agreed.
The cold cuts need to be cut thin, and there needs to be three types of meat. That's my Italian.
Okay.
Do you go Italian combination?
Do you go like a ham, turkey, bacon? Like what's your three meats?
No.
Salami is number one.
Oh, okay.
Most of the time, ham.
Gotcha.
And then either turkey
it's Italian,
or,
that's right.
or something else.
I feel like if you're having an Italian sub, you got to have two.
Italian cured meats, essentially.
Right?
Like salami and pepperoni.
Right, and then you throw in a ham. But like, if you're like on the East Coast, you really want to get fancy. Throw in a little capicola, huh?
Mortadella.
Yeah, exactly. A fancy bologna. That's what mortadella is.
Prosciutto. Yeah, basically.
And for me, you got to have vinegar, oil, salt, and pepper, too.
Yes.
Attaboy. All right.
Or as they call it at Jersey Mike's, Mike's Way.
Number 9, they go with the French dip.
Oh, that's a good one.
Simple and satisfying sandwich featuring thinly sliced roast beef on a baguette served with a side of au jus.
I'm getting that tomorrow night.
Are you really?
At the Park Avenue Tavern.
I like it, dude.
Absolutely.
Already planning it out, huh?
I already know what I'm getting.
I remember when I first found the French dip. I was like, let's give this thing a shot. I was like, oh my God.
It's tremendous, man.
It is fantastic.
And it's just the au jus. That's the entire difference maker,
I don't think I've had a bad French dip sandwich because you're right. It's all the au jus, which is just what, beef broth?
Yeah, essentially.
Pro tip, if you're at a place that that has a French dip and you have another sandwich, get the au jus. In other words, if they have a cheesesteak,
yes.
Ask it for a side of
au jus.
So basically what you're doing is you're making it wet like an Italian beef in Chicago.
You are.
If you want to dip it.
Damn, dude. That actually sounds
I mean,
really
look,
good.
I've made them at home kind of cheaply, but just like the little pack of powdered au jus.
Yeah.
They're still awesome.
It's good. Mm-hmm. Right. You can't really go wrong, man.
Yeah, dude. Number 8 is not something that we see too much here on the West Coast, but over on the East Coast, it's real big.
Chicken par.
The lobster roll.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
New England
now, that's
delicacy.
A justifiable $20 sandwich.
This sandwich consists of cooked lobster meat mixed with mayonnaise or butter served in a grilled and split hot dog bun.
I got bad news for you, Miles.
The 30?
They're running at least 30. Even when I was on Cape Cod, it was $35.
The difference is they split the bun down the middle up the top.
Yeah.
Which is, where do you buy that?
Just in the up northeast.
I was going to say, that's a tough roll to find.
Number seven. Again, these are the top 10 sandwich styles. Number seven is a New Orleans specialty.
Po' boy.
Served on a French baguette and can be filled with fried seafood like shrimp or oysters or roast beef.
I will say, I remember
roast
being
beef.
A kid.
I've never had a roast beef po' boy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize how many. I always thought it was just a shrimp po' boy. Then I realized you could get it with chicken. But, I mean, I remember being a kid. And, like, my mom took me someplace, and we had one. And I was like, this is the greatest sandwich
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, po' boys rock.
Clams, oysters.
All right.
Yeah, typically some kind of shellfish, a deep fry it, throw it on there. And it's...
I've had a soft shell crab po' boy.
Ooh.
Those are amazing.
Damn, dude.
Those are amazing.
I think the key is, what mayo do you pick?
How's that? Like Hellman's versus Best Foods?
Well, right, but then you get into the South, and people want to use Duke's because it's got that tang.
Yeah. Right.
But if you get to New Orleans, then those people will be like, it's got to be Blue Plate. Forget Duke's. Yeah. So, I mean, it's I don't know how to explain it, but it's very specific. And then some places will even put ketchup on it.
Also, Mike, if they
I know sounds odd, but I'm telling you, man, it works great.
It works, okay.
Well, it's like, you know, the cocktail. Also, in New Orleans, some is on white bread.
Okay.
They make a po' boy on white bread.
Yeah.
But they don't slice the bread.
No.
So they slice it long ways instead of down the middle, like you're used to it. They slice it the other way.
Oh, geez.
It is fantastic.
It is. The po' boys are great.
I like it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This one's a simple, and they tell you what's in it right there in its title. The BLT delivers big flavor from its combination of crispy bacon, lettuce, and tomato served on toasted bread.
I tell you what, when I run for president, I have a lot of things I'm going to install. Number one, the tea is gone. Get out of here, tomato. We're replacing it with avocado.
See, we could just add the avocado. We don't have to get rid of the tomato, Ted. I will fight against that platform.
I'm getting rid of the L on the tea. Well, look, bacon doesn't need help.
Bacon,
the bacon doesn't need help. It is fine on its own.
A lot of places do the black.
Do the black,
so you get the tomato, and you get the avocado.
It's a great addition. It really is.
The blat. That sounds sexy.
Bacon, would you like lettuce, a blat? Avocado, tomato.
Can I get a blat?
I don't know. A lot of people are saying they're tired of the tomato. They're looking for avocado.
A lot of people are saying it.
Everybody's saying it, man.
But you can have both.
You can. I'm just not a
tomato. A grown man came up to me. He was crying. He said, sir, get rid of the tomato on the sandwich.
Right. I was at the airport. Somebody said, Ted, will you run for president and get this done? And I said, you know what? You stop crying, you son of a bitch. I'll do it.
The people need me.
And I saved his 401k.
Probably the only multi-layered sandwich that's on the list here.
Club sandwich.
The club.
Yeah. Good chicken, club sandwich. Hard to beat.
Chicken, turkey, bacon, lettuce, and tomato, typically served on toasted bread. I agree. The only problem that I have with the club sandwich is it is so big and then that bread is so toasted, you carve the living daylights out of the roof of your mouth.
All right. You have a solid point here. They could.
That's my only knock on the club.
We could work somewhere between not toasted it that much.
Right.
Also, like the Big Mac, does the club sandwich really need the middle slice of bread?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
I agree with Ted. It does.
It keeps the structure of the sandwich.
It does. Because it would all just spill out of the side if you didn't have that. You know, it needs the reinforcement there.
I also think some places, look, if you don't have a size of big piece of bread that could be cut into four corners. Don't offer a
don't
club.
Don't do it. Right. Come on.
And do half slice club.
Yeah, everything's falling out.
What are we doing? Doggone it.
Get it together.
Number four, the Philly cheese.
Oh, God, yeah.
The sandwich layers thinly sliced steak, caramelized onions, and melted cheese, either provolone or cheese whiz on a hoagie roll.
Thinly sliced.
Mm-hmm. Thinly sliced.
Trust me, I've been to the place to get a steak sandwich, and there was a steak between the bun.
Yeah.
Well, that's a steak sandwich.
I know that, but for whatever reason, I thought it was going to be like a Philly cheesesteak.
Right.
See, here's my rule. If you're going to have a cheesesteak, like our place Colazzi's, it's got to be done Philadelphia style. Now, you could offer a steak and cheese, which some places do. Yeah. Our local watering hole. I like their steak.
That's a different
cheese,
thing, right?
But it's not a cheesesteak.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. The Cuban comes in at number three. I don't know that I've ever had the Cuban sandwich.
You would love it.
It's delicious.
It's not sophisticated, but it's good, other than the pickle, but it's
roasted
fine.
Pork, ham, Swiss pickle. Cheese, pickles, and mustard on a Cuban bread. All right.
And it should be put in a press.
Mm-hmm. The Vietnamese sandwich comes in at number two.
The banh mi.
Rich and varied filling often include pate, cold cuts, and pickled vegetables served in a crusty baguette.
I never had one until I moved here, but I absolutely love them.
I'll take the pork tremendous. On that
one. Pork nice. Or chicken.
Pork or chicken.
Every
right.
time.
And then this is what they put down as the number one sandwich style of all time. The cucumber. No. It's a Reuben.
Yes.
All right.
Thank God.
You know what? I'm not going to lie, dude. At our old place, we had a place that was kind of known for the Reuben, and I got it, and it made me sick. I don't know if it's because I found a giant freaking hair in it, and it turned me off.
Oh, whoa.
But I ran away from the Reuben for a hot minute there. And
typically,
then
they're not served with hair.
No, they are not. No,
and that place
not.
Is famous, but that must have just been a bad off day.
I think it was just a bad day, because you're right. That place is famous. They're like regarded like, no, go here for a Reuben sandwich. And I think I just struck on double zeros there, and I did not get the
that
good
sandwich
day.
Is so big, too.
It's huge, man.
But I love them.
But then I've gotten the one that's across the street here. That's a decent Reuben for me.
You can also smell that one the next day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, that's some corned beef.
Also, just city of Seattle, let's get some chicken parms going. And you got to fry the cutlet.
I agree. You know what? I don't know that I've ever had a chicken parm sandwich. I've only ever had it on pasta, but I could get down with a chicken parm.
A sub?
Bread.
Big old sub? Yes. Oh, that's good stuff.
It's great. And it's ubiquitous up and down the East Coast, but you just can't find them here.
No, because we're the West Coast head.
Also, a meatball sub without having to go to a pizza place.
Yeah.
So that you go to a sandwich place and just do a really good meatball sub.
Yeah.
You know, Subway does a meatball sub.
I said a really good meatball sub.
You know, I won't lie. I kind of like Subway's.
I do too. That's my go-to.
That's where I got started. Like the first time, I think the first time I ever went to a Subway, I got the meatball sub. I was like, this is great.
Is Quiznos the ones that toast them?
Yeah, it used to be.
Used to.
They used to have a pretty good meatball sub.
I like it.
Oh, you know, it's a really good one. Potbelly.
Yeah.
Potbelly
is the truth, man.
Does not go wrong.
My God.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.